The next inferential analysis presented is for the 95% confidence interval. And again, there's two confidence intervals, one for intercept, one for gender. The intercept is clearly positive. Both the lower and upper bounds of the interval are both positive numbers. The gender is negative in terms of its slope coefficient. The hypothesis test said that we reject the null hypothesis of zero, in fact have a negative t statistic, and the confidence interval tells us the same information, but also gives us the fact, the range of values of the corresponding coefficient, slope coefficient for gender. In the sample, we observed -14.11. In the population, the true population value for gender slope coefficient could be anywhere from -27 2/3 to -1/2. What does this mean? Well, if you look at the actual sample coefficient for gender, it's -14.11, which is exactly the mean difference, the descriptive mean difference on average for male and female salaries. So the slope coefficient there is basically telling us what the mean difference is. And if you think back to what the slope coefficient means, the change in response variable for a one-unit increase in the predictor variable, well, the predictor variable here only has two values, 0 and 1. If we increase gender from 0 to 1, that is moving from male to female, the average effect of this on the response variable is to decrease salary, which is salary, is to decrease $14,111, which is exactly, of course, by definition, the mean difference.